Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
2 minutes after 1 a.m. here, after hours, Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We've discussed a lot here tonight on After Hours, and I got you for one more hour here, Gordon Damer, on at 2 a.m. Open the show with this take, and it's simple. I don't think Kevin Stefanski is the answer. If I were the Giants, I would not hire him. I get Brian Daboll vibes off Kevin Stefanski. I think he's Brian Daboll 2.0. Kevin Stefanski was part of a losing culture organization, one of the worst franchises in the NFL, in the Cleveland Browns. He was fired from there for doing a bad job. And the Giants, who have been a losing organization lately over the last like decade or so, with a couple appearances in the playoffs notwithstanding, and there are Giant fans and there are people out there that want to hire Kevin Stefanski, or they want to put him near the top of the list, skipping over a guy in Mike McCarthy who has won a Super Bowl, a guy that has the basically exact same resume as John Harbaugh, and yet Harbaugh is a no-brainer hire. And look, I think John Harbaugh is great, and I would be to the moon if John Harbaugh was hired as the head coach of the Giants, because he's exactly what they need. A program builder, a CEO, the adult in the room, the guy that could come in and change the culture, a guy that could walk in the door tomorrow. The Giants are a 10-win team. They're in the playoffs. That's what John Harbaugh is. But so is Mike McCarthy. I think either one of them, if they came in here, they would have equal success. But some, for whatever reasons, and we've laid out a few of them, maybe the stench of the Cowboys being on McCarthy, or just for the fact that it's a circus, and as Giant fans, the former Dallas Cowboys coach, and he didn't even win a Super Bowl there or even get to one. No thanks. Maybe that's the reasoning behind it, or there are other ones. But as far as John Harbaugh, because this has been the take that I've heard from a lot of people, got it, hire him now, hire him yesterday. If he gets in the room, don't let him leave. Right now, as we sit here, John Harbaugh doesn't want the Giants as badly as we want him. John Harbaugh, based on reports, is at the top of the list for the Giants. I don't think the Giants are at the top of his list because he is waiting for next week to start doing interviews. Why would he do that? Is he going to Aruba? Is he going to take a vacation? No. He's waiting for other jobs to open up to see the full lay of the land. Meaning, if Buffalo loses to Jacksonville, McDermott gone, hey, all of a sudden, that's the top job because Josh Allen is the best player in the NFL. If the Eagles get bounced, is Sirianni gone? Maybe. That's a great job because of, I mean, they're the best organization. I hate to say it, but they're the best organization in the NFL. And they have the best general manager. So if that became available, it would be very attractive. If Green Bay, if LaFleur, there's been a lot of rumors and rumblings that he's on the hot seat. If they get knocked out by the Bears, the Packers, great defense, young quarterback, storied franchise, they become attractive. Also, and I think this is common, and I understand it, we don't see the forest through the trees. So we know, okay, the Giants, we have Jackson Dart, we have a young core, we are the Giants, we are New York City. How could John Harbaugh not want to be our head coach? Well, if you look around and you take your Giant helmet off, and you take your the Giants helmet off, and you take, not that you would wear a Giant helmet, but a Giants helmet, if you take your Giant rose-colored glasses off, if you take your Giants jersey off, if you take your Giants onesie off, and you look around the league, you see, okay, Tennessee's got Cam Ward. Cam Ward was the number one overall pick. Cam Ward was considered by most to be the best quarterback prospect coming out of the draft going into, you know, this season. Ward played a lot better down the stretch. Titans, young up-and-coming team. How about Atlanta? Great roster. They just need a quarterback, but they have a weak division and a great core of players. If you get the right quarterback, they are very desirable. How about the Raiders? They have the number one overall pick. They have the support of Tom Brady. If John Harbaugh thinks that Fernando Mendoza is the next great QB in the league, why wouldn't he want to go there? So you have to view it from all of those different perspectives. I also get the desperation because of how bad things are, and also the desperation of, hey, we have found our franchise quarterback. Jackson Dart is the guy. I think he's the next great quarterback in the NFL. We have that. Now we need the coach. And we don't want to blow this window, this opportunity to get a guy with the pedigree and the resume of John Harbaugh. But you're only thinking about it from that side and not the other side, which is of John's side, which is, look, I am the most sought after free agent head coach in quite some time. I have teams that have a head coach and haven't fired him yet that are reaching out. So he's going to take his time. He's going to get a lay of the land. He is going to evaluate all of his options and exercise and just stretch out all of his chances. And then he's going to pick that team. So you could bring him here for an interview. You could wine and dine. You could bring him to all the great stuff that is our tri-state area, New York City, Manhattan, the whole deal, Jersey, the whole shebang. John Harbaugh is still leaving that room. He is still leaving that room because there are a lot of options out there. And I don't think he's just going to come to one team and just settle in right away and say, that's my team, because he's so sought after. He could have any of these jobs. I think all the teams that have vacancies, and clearly some that don't, want him. And he is the top name on their list. That is a major strength or position of power to be in. And that's the position that he's in. And I don't see him making a choice based on one meeting. You know, you could lock the doors, you could take him hostage. You know, you could keep him, you know, if you ever want to see John Harbaugh again. It doesn't matter, because he's not going to make that pick because of how many teams out there would just, you know, fall all over themselves to have him be their CEO, HC, the head coach of the team. Let's go to, we'll do a little baseball coming up here in the next half hour or so. I'll get to your calls on that as well. I see a few of you up there as for that. Let's go to Ralph in Yonkers. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, good evening. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So this bitch you've had going on for a while now, I think it's time to end it with this tank thing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So now
they're
cruising.
Yeah.
The teams are on cruise control. They're taking it easy, baby. Taking it easy. They're cruising.
Yeah, well, a couple things. That was a word, not a phrase. Cruising is. If you're saying they're taking it easy kind of has a negative connotation. Don't love that. Cruising has its own shelf life, though, or its own, it's its own entity. And that's another thing. And I should probably lay out all the ground rules every time we do this. I don't want to take a word, a phrase that is already, or even word, because some people keep pitching words, that already is in the lexicon and used for other stuff. I don't want to use hedging. That's one we've heard. I don't want to use cruising because those are already common. We want to create something that is so unique to this show that I can present it to the bosses at the end of the year and say, this is why you need to keep here. No, I'm kidding. But that's what we're looking for. Something that is unique to our show and that other shows can copy and claim it was their idea. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now, the Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. A score you rarely see in hockey is 9-0. But we got that one this week when the Islanders dropped 9 on the Devils. Anthony Duclair had the hat trick, and it helped the Islanders improve to 24-15, and they are just 3 points behind the Hurricanes for first place in the Metropolitan Division. Islanders have won 2 in a row, and they are in Nashville. We touched on that earlier. My producer, before midnight, Nico, is on his way out there. Shout out to Nashville. Shout out to Broadway. Shout out to all the bars there. One of the best party scenes, bar none, in our country. It is fantastic. It is just, you know, it is really heaven on earth. It is phenomenal, and it's just a spot that I highly recommend if you're not in a relationship. Even if you are in a relationship, I highly recommend it, and I highly recommend you go there without the person that you are in that relationship with. Now, they are in Nashville later this evening and to take on the Predators. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I understand the frustration from Yankee fans, from Met fans, for the Yankees a little bit different than from the Met fan frustration, which we will have plenty of time to discuss in the next couple. If you're new to me and you haven't heard Positive Tommy and you haven't heard my takes on this Mets offseason, we have plenty of time to really dive deep on it. But right now, it's more about the frustration that I think a lot of fans have in this town, the baseball fans, about the lack of activity. Like, I was sitting there over the Christmas break, and I said to myself, has the baseball offseason just taken a pause? And I wasn't aware of this. Are we on a timeout? Like, because literally nothing is happening. And I think everybody wants to blame Cashman. They certainly want to blame David Stearns. And I think it more has to do with the structure of the MLB offseason. Perhaps the looming, hopefully not, lockout in a couple years. And maybe teams are hesitant to sign guys past a couple years.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The baseball offseason and the way it plays out and the slow drip by drip is a joke. It's awful. It stinks. In fact, I think Rob Manfred is coming in studio later today with McMonagle and with Craig. I would ask him that if I was one of those guys. I'd be like, well, how do we fix this? Because the NFL, we'll use them. We could use the NBA, but we'll use the NFL. The NFL is the number one sport because of a lot of reasons. Number one, just the speed of the game, the excitement of the game, the fact that it's only for your team once a week. The fantasy has a lot to do with it. Fantasy football, which is massive. The gambling, of course, has a lot to do with it. Football is number one for those reasons, but also because football knows how to market. Football gets it right. Now, they're pigs. We know that. There's 14 games on Christmas. There's 75 games on Thanksgiving. If they could, they'd play a game on Memorial Day, on Labor Day. They would play a game every single day of the week on 45 different streaming services if they had that capability. And maybe one day when before we're all gone, they will. So they are pigs, but they know how to market. People are into watching college prospects dress in spandex, run around cones, run around tires, run in a straight line. They call it the combine, and millions of people watch this stuff. The NFL draft is a college athlete or a former college athlete awkwardly walking across the stage to awkwardly hug Roger Goodell, who's an awkward human, and millions of people watch this stuff. Millions of people stand there in Green Bay to hear a college kid's get announced. They'll wait hours for their team just so they could go, safety, out of the Citadel, Tommy Lugauer, yay! Are you kidding me? The baseball draft, I think that, Rob Manfred is sitting there in his underwear in his basement naming these players. Nobody shows up for that. But the NFL knows how to market. They know how to make everything exciting. Baseball, what was the big topic this year? Besides the obvious, day in, day out, we got to win, why did we lose? AL MVP. Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh. Who deserves it, right? Huge hot topic. Once we finally found out who the MVP was, nobody cared because they announced it way after the season. So why would anybody care? How about you announce it when the season ends, when there's actual excitement and there's actual debate? No, we have to wait till nobody cares anymore. The MLB offseason, we wait and wait and wait, and it's not the fault of the reporters. Or the people in the media. I'm not blaming any of them. I'm not blaming the John Haymans of the world or the Andy Martinos of the world or anybody that does they checked in on this guy. There's interest for this. They're not close on that. This is not anything against Jack Curry, anybody. They're just doing their jobs. And they're presenting baseball offseason the way baseball offseason is, which is a bunch of nothing. And you wait around forever for something. They're checked in. They checked in on Kyle Tucker. Like, it'll always be the Mets checked, or random team. The Pirates checked in on Kyle Tucker. Nothing is imminent. Well, you know what's imminent? The start of the season! It's January! There will be baseball players in Florida in a month. Yet some of the biggest free agents are still sitting out there. Why? Can we sign these? Can Bellinger sign? Can Tucker sign? Can they get off the market? We have to sit around and wait forever. I can't stand it. So I understand being frustrated at Cashman or David Stearns. This is the way baseball is. It takes forever. Yeah, you have a few guys early on that make their decision, and we know with Pete, we know with Diaz. But it's just a drag to sit around and never get anything other than they checked in. They may offer them. Like the Yankees, it took them 2 months to offer Bellinger a contract. It makes you think, what was Brian Cashman doing for 2 months? What were you? You made Santa? You made a list? You checked it twice? How long does it take? The guy was on your team. Why did it take you 2 months to offer him a contract? It should have taken two seconds. Because if it was the NFL, he would have signed already. He would have signed the first day of free agency. But with baseball, you could sit around and just, you know, twiddle your thumbs, and then eventually you could put out an offer to a player that is on your team. And Bellinger is so unique because obviously the other team in town, or it should be apparent to you that the other team in town is interested. Now, the big thing with the Mets here, and I have this conversation a lot with the unnamed producer in the afternoons, and better known by Pete Hoffman as the producer on the Rico. Pete doesn't think the Mets will ever go beyond a certain amount of years for an offer. I think they will, and they certainly have for Soto, and they certainly wanted to for Yamamoto. Does Tucker fit that bill? Does Bellinger fit that bill? We will find out. But both make a ton of sense. Bellinger, of course, makes sense for the Mets because of athlete, versatile, can play center, can play left, can play right if you want a DH Soto, can play first base, and I'll continue to say this, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Jorge Polanco, whether it was Passan, whether it was Heyman, whether it was David Stearns, Jorge Polanco, who the Mets just signed from the Mariners, you know, obviously played with the Twins as well, and I like him. I think he's a good player if he stays healthy, which I believe he will with the Mets because of what I'm about to say. They all keep telling us Jorge Polanco is going to play first base. One problem, though, with that. Jorge Polanco doesn't play first base. He's not a first baseman. He's never played first base. I think he has one game at first base in his entire career. So I'm curious as to how he's going to play first base if he's never actually played first base. So I don't think he's going to be the first baseman. I think he's going to be mostly the DH. That's a way to keep him healthy. And the Mets don't have a DH. Unless you think Vientos is the DH, which I love Vientos. Here's the problem. The Mets don't. And Vientos has already hired Scott Boras as his agent. So what does that tell you? I mean, that pretty much, I hate to say it because I love Vientos and I think he's a clutch player and I think he has star potential. But when you hire Boras and it's already a guy in Vientos that the Mets have, you know, jerked around a lot, you wonder about his future in Queens. But to me, Polanco is a DH and he's a versatile guy that you could use to back up Beatty, to back up Simeon at second base. He's not the first baseman. So they still need to get a first baseman, which Bellinger can be. Now, as far as the Yankees, I think it's more of a Met story only because the Yankees know what he is. He's been on the team, obviously, just for a year. They know what he brings to the table. And you, as a Yankee fan, you already know what Cody Bellinger is and what he can be. Now, based on Jack Curry, and again, this is not his fault. It's just what baseball is. They are not close in terms of the offer and what Bellinger wants, which makes me think that the Yankees are trying to go more of a shorter-term route, right? Like years or money or whatever the case may be. That would make me think if the Mets stick with their plan that they have shown, that they're not going to sign guys to long-term deals, that Bellinger would be more, I said it was 50-50, maybe now more it's 55-45 with the Yankees. But Tucker, the smoke that you're hearing now is that he might be willing to sign a shorter-term deal. So, and the Mets, according to Jim Duquette, are one of the three teams that are going aggressively after him. Tucker, for different reasons, makes a lot of sense for the Mets as well because he is a big-time bat. You've lost Pete Alonso. How do you replace Pete Alonso? You have to recreate Pete Alonso. Tucker, I think, maybe not all the way because he's really good. Is he as much of a power hitter as Pete is? No, but Pete is in like the top level. But Tucker, almost on his own, is an Alonso replacement. And I'm sure some people think he's probably even better. Fine. But he goes a long way into replacing him. You put him in the middle of the order, give you a big bat. So that Tucker, I think there's definitely a chance there. The problem is that, you know, the other names that are involved are the Dodgers. And, you know, the Dodgers don't care. They'll give him a 45-year contract. They'll give him a 3-year contract, whatever they want. If you want to play for the Dodgers, you play for them, and they're willing to open up the books. And the other team is the Blue Jays, who are obviously still licking their wounds from having LA on the ropes and not being able to finish the deal, whether in Game 6 or Game 7. But they have a lot of money, and they are now in a position where I think players will accept their money because they have had success. And now you think, all right, Toronto's a viable option. Let's go to Frank and Baldwin. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Tammy, I'm so happy to have you on overnights because I work overnight, so I'll be listening to you every day.
Well, I appreciate that.
And especially after the Mets lose, we get a little TLC, you know, Tommy Lugo comedy.
Yeah, well, and, Frank, you know what the beauty part of positive, Tommy, is? We are obviously, you know, Yankees, the home of the Yankees. There will be a ton of Yankee talk, especially on After Hours. What the beauty of positive, Tommy, is that when the Mets lose, not only does the Met fan want to hear what I have to say, I would say equally, if not more, the Yankee fan wants to hear from me because they love the positive Tommy spin. They get a kick out of it. Anytime I put it out on social media after a Met loss, I am flooded with, I don't know if you're on social media, Frank, but my Twitter account is flooded with comments, and they're mostly from Yankee fans. So positive Tommy is not only a leader and a beacon of light for Met fans, in many ways, positive Tommy is a beacon of light for the Yankee fan because I am appointment radio for them because they want to hear what I have to say. So, Frank, I look forward to it. I don't look forward to the Mets losing, but baseball's baseball. In a great season, you're losing 60 times. You're losing 62 times. In a phenomenal year, you're losing 62 times. So, it's going to be fun. Can't wait. Starting in, you know, late March, early April. So I appreciate all the kind words, Frank.
Yeah, and I'd probably get Evan on at night, too, after some big games. That would be fun, too.
No. Couple reasons there.
Why?
Couple reasons. Number one, two reasons come to mind immediately. Evan Roberts is, and I say this with, like, peace and love, and I love the guy. He's a crazy person. Meaning, he's always thinking about not only his show, he's thinking about his podcast, The Rico Bronya. He's thinking about shows in November. I'm not joking. Evan Roberts, as we speak, it's 1:23 in the morning. I know he's listening. He's not only thinking about the show tomorrow or later today. He's not only thinking about a show for Friday. This guy's thinking about shows in December. He's always planning. He's a wrestling booker. He's always booking stuff. So his mind never shuts off. If you've seen the videos we post on Twitter about him, the guy is shaking constantly. It's like we have a breeze in here. So he's got to relax, but he can't. So the last thing I want to do is, my point, is bring him on the air because he doesn't sleep as it is and cause him to stay up even longer. Plus, Evan likes to do Ricos after the game. You know, the guy wants to compete against me. So he's got a lot going on. He's got enough on his plate. So I'm never going to ask him to come on. I'll ask Evan to come on one time. I take that back. If the Nets, not that this is happening, but if the Nets ever win an NBA title, he should save it for his own show, but the floor is there for Evan. Actually, two situations. I take that back. When the Knicks win an NBA title, Evan Roberts will not skip the podium. He will join me. But, Frank, I know you want to hear from Evan, but, you know, he's a very busy man. You know, we all are, Frank. I know you and I were working the overnights. We could chop it up. Mm-hmm. But and he's working middays now, so he's got to wake up at 4 in the morning to get to work. Mm-hmm. So we can't be bothered.
The Mets, I feel like I want to call them the Milwaukee Mets, the way this David Stearns is running the team. I really do. I don't feel like he's running the Mets like a big market team.
Frank, you are not alone in this feeling, and I think that it is overblown because of this reason. There is this feeling that the Mets don't spend money. Is that how you feel?
No, they spent money. They spent it unwisely, but now we're paying for it.
So spending it, in your opinion, unwisely is not being the Brewers, because the Brewers are not going to be spending money, period. And I think that whether you agree with the moves they've made, they have spent a ton of money. They have the top payroll in baseball, and they're continuing to spend money. Now, they're spending money in short-term deals, like they gave Polanco a ton of money. They've gotten Weaver, they've gotten Williams. So Simeon obviously was a trade, but they are spending money, but they're not spending long-term contracts. Some of that I agree with. Some of it I could argue, all right, for a good or even great player, I would go that route, especially because of the money they have. But it's the way they've decided to run the team. If they were the Brewers, they wouldn't be spending any kind of money, and they would just be building through the farm system. So I think that is unfair. Now, you could disagree with how they've spent it. What have you not liked about this offseason? Meaning, in terms of, like, players. Like, you, of course, I would imagine, didn't want to see Pete go, didn't want to see Diaz go.
No.
Like, what was what about
O'Neal? I'm happy. He was the first guy I wanted to get rid of, O'Neal. I just think he brings nothing to the table.
Who did you want to get rid of?
Every time he slams his... O'Neal was. I was happy they got rid of Jeff O'Neal. I mean,
oh, Jeff McCann.
I mean, every time he slims, he's bad. And all the umpire, it makes me sick.
You know what?
It makes me sick watching him.
Frank, you're 100% right on that, and I am positive, Tommy. But even my positivity did not stretch out to Jeff McNeil because I thought he was kind of a Debbie Downer. He was a dark cloud. he was like a long drive with your mother-in-law. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, ugh. You know, and you're right. He slams the helmet, and he didn't have good vibes, and it's positive vibes only. It's the power of positivity, and Jeff McNeil did not have that. So I was, like you, happy to see him go, and they traded him, you know, to the Oakland, Sacramento, Vegas, soon-to-be A's. So I think that was a good move. And a lot of people were up in arms about Nimmo. Nimmo was traded for, excuse me, Jeff McNeil was essentially traded for Semien, meaning Semien is taking over for McNeil, not for Nimmo. We will see who takes over for Nimmo, because right now they technically don't have a left fielder, which is fine. If opening day was today, that would be slightly a problem, but we're in January, so they'll eventually get some outfielders, and we know Jett Williams and Carson Benj, et cetera, that are going to have a chance to earn the starting job, and they could both be great, and no one will be like worrying about Brandon Nimmo. It's an incomplete offseason. So until we see the final product here from the Mets, I don't think it's fair to give a total opinion, strong, whether it's, you know, it's awful or it's amazing. We have to see it completely played out, and then we will all be able to sit here and discuss on After Hours and, of course, throughout the day on WFAN just exactly what we think of the offseason and how we feel the Mets are going to fare this year. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the late night. I have you for another half hour. Gordon Damer comes your way at that time. We will get back to your calls on everything we've discussed tonight. So it's been a lot. It's been Giants. It's been Jets. It's been Knicks. It's been some baseball. The phrases for tanking, of course. So we have all that. We got a lot of more football to discuss. I promise we'll get to your calls. I see a lot of you up here. So again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
1:34 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie, After Hours here on The Fan. I promise I'm not trolling here because this is a take I had a couple weeks ago. And then when I saw or heard Russell Wilson on Monday, it just, it made me say, you know what? I think I'm going to end up being right here. Russell Wilson, this is on Monday, said he fully intends to play next season. Russell Wilson apparently switched agents and, quote, yeah, I'm not blinking. I know what I'm capable of. I think I showed that in Dallas. First of all, Russ, anybody that could throw a football could put up 500 yards against the Cowboys. If Jameis Winston started that game, he would have thrown for, not kidding, 5,545 yards. So I understand that was a game that you can point to say, hey, I still have something left in the tank. Any team that has a brain would point to the Commander game in which you stunk, the Chief game, which you were beyond pathetically embarrassing in, the Bear game in which Dart got hurt, you came in and you threw the ball basically at the ground. There was another one where Dart got hurt, you came in and Brian Daboll ran into the blue medical tent because he couldn't watch you play quarterback for more than 3 minutes and wanted you out of there. So, respectfully, I guess, Russ, you can't play anymore. Which makes him perfect for the Jets. I think Russell Wilson will be on the Jets this coming season. He wants to stay in New York. He wants to do New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. He wants to go to Monday Night Raw. Russell Wilson wants to go to Nick Games. Who doesn't? Russell Wilson wants to be a celebrity in New York City. He wants to, even when he's inactive, wear his helmet on the sidelines. Russell Wilson just wants to be famous and be in the biggest, best city in the whole world. So I believe, and I've said this, it's on tape, when we were predicting this, when I worked with Evan and Tiki, Russell Wilson will be the Jets quarterback next year. Not the Jets quarterback, but he will be on the Jets roster next year. Who will be the starter? I don't think it'll be Malik Willis. I don't. I think Malik Willis will sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Mike Tomlin will remain, even if they lose to the Texans. And I think they will, by the way. I think Houston, I'm going to give you, well, we'll wait. We'll wait till tomorrow. I'll give you my predictions on that because that's technically my Football Friday show because I am not doing Friday nights here on The Fan. I will be doing, after hours will be Sunday into Monday overnights. It'll be Monday evening. It'll be Tuesday evening. It'll be Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, 7 p.m. if there's no game, after games if there is one. So that's kind of my schedule there. So I'll give you my full takes on them, on the game's predictions tomorrow. But I think Tomlin, Houston wins the game. Tomlin sticks around. Malik Willis is the quarterback of the Steelers next year. But as far as the Jets, I mean, Ty Simpson out of Alabama declared, so he's an option at number two. Does that excite you? I mean, I watched him a lot at Alabama. There are some things about his game that I think translate to the NFL. Dante Moore, we'll see. I mean, there's been a lot. I know Todd McShay caused a lot of waves, basically saying, you know, you're better off going. Here's the thing, because it was always that running joke where stay in college, avoid a bad situation. And I think it was more about, well, college is fun. You're the starting quarterback for a big-time school. There's a lot of perks that come with that. I don't have to lay that out to you, what they are. But now, with NIL and the money that they, you know, that we all know about, that they're getting paid, you actually are better off staying in college in a lot of ways. Because these quarterbacks now at these big schools that are top prospects make millions. So, yeah, if you're Dante Moore, and it's whether it's Oregon or another school, and you can make like several million dollars, and you get to stay in college, why wouldn't you do that? So it'll be interesting to see what he does. It'll be interesting to see what the Jets do at number two. One of the things that I kind of spitballed in August was the fact that the Jets are in a unique position with a first-time head coach, a former player, so there's a honeymoon, although that honeymoon lasted about 35 minutes. And by the way, I was right. The Jets, week one, that was their Super Bowl. You know, that was my take. It pissed Evan off to no, Jet fans off to no belief. That was their Super Bowl because that was Fields had his best game. The Jets had their best game. That was their Super Bowl because they hate Aaron Rodgers. The Jets were in a unique position this year to have the type of campaign that they had and select Arch Manning. That was my take. The Jets can, I used the word tank at the time. I know we're trying to find a softer phrase for it, but I used the word tank. The Jets are in a unique position to tank for Arch Manning and everything I laid out. I do believe I never was specific on the year that they could select Arch Manning because the Jets, and sit down. I know you don't want to deal with this. The Jets could either trade out of number two, get even more, because if Moore, let's say Dante Moore does come out, and you say, you know what? We don't believe in him. We're going to get out of number two. You could get a lot of some capital for that, more capital. You can build your roster up, which, I mean, pick a position. The Jets need help at it. There's not one position that they don't need help at, including running back, because is Brees Hall, is he signing? Is he staying here? And if not, why didn't you trade him? There's always a lot of whys and questions with the Jets. There's just never a lot of answers or good ones. The Jets can do that, and then next year, they can put themselves... Now, it's tough for Glenn to survive, but really, it's up to Woody whether or not you want to keep him. It doesn't matter what the mob says. Clearly, if Woody Johnson would listen to his audience, you know who would still be the quarterback of the Jets? You guessed it, Aaron Rodgers. Because I would say more than 50% of Jet fans wanted Aaron Rodgers back. Because getting to the playoffs is a goal and a something that they want to see and something they haven't seen, and I've lost count. I don't know how long ago it was, 2011. 14, 15 years were going on. And I think it was worth seeing that through with Rodgers and Adams. But that obviously did not happen. So clearly Woody Johnson has no feel for his audience or his fan base. Zero. How, if he did, I mean, he would not be making the decisions he makes. So he's kind of doing his own thing there. So even another 2-3-4 win season, well, it'd have to be probably more in the 2-win thing, 2-3, to get the number one, you know, overall pick or two, wherever. If Arch Manning, because who played a lot better at Texas at the end of the year, if he continues to get better and better and better with the name, with the pedigree, with his ability to run and kind of be that dual threat that everybody drools in the modern NFL, maybe Arch Manning is the Jets quarterback in a couple years. Is it possible that the Mannings stop that? Always, because there's precedent. It's funny that I know how you'd feel, but I wonder just like what that world will look like when all those years ago where the Mannings forced Eli to New York, to the Giants, they would now force Arch away from New York and the Jets. think about that storyline. They wanted the Giants. They wanted New York. They didn't want San Diego. They didn't want the Chargers. They wanted the Giants. Now, all these years later, Arch, the grandson, the nephew, they force his way not to New York. And Arch Manning goes somewhere else. And of course, Joe Burrow is out there as well, or presumably, because he, at times this year, looked, talked, seemed like a guy that was unhappy. And the Jets have the picks to offer to Cincinnati and whether they want to move off him. If they want to move off Joe Burrow, nobody is more equipped to trade for him than the Jets. And I think Joe Burrow would want to be here only because, well, for a bunch of reasons. Number one, you could be the new Broadway Joe. The New York, the fashion industry is a big fashion guy. Not that Joe Burrow needs a help getting a date on a Saturday night, but I would imagine it's a lot easier to pick up women in New York than Cincinnati. Not having been to Cincinnati, but just that's a guess. There's probably more, options, and he'd be very well sought after. And you get to be on a New York team. And who wouldn't want that? So maybe it's Burrow, maybe it's one of these prospects, maybe it's Arch down the line. Either way, we are at the doorstep here of the Jets going through the turnstile again, trying to find that thing that they've been looking for decades, and that is a franchise quarterback. This is Tommy Lugauer. This is Lugie in the Late Night. This is After Hours. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Well, Tom, you said that he has no feel for his audience. He has no feelings, Tom, more specifically. Woody Johnson doesn't care as long as the luxury boxes are full, all right? And
but they're
as
not.
Long as the PSL, and as long as the PSL money. You remember Mr. Ambassador? Remember that one, Mr. Yeah. Ambassador? How about Mr. Embarrassment? All right?
Yes.
He's a shameless tool. He has, he's not embarrassed. That's why he's not embarrassed. All right? Because, he thinks he can buy and sell everybody.
Well, this is a couple things you hit on there. Yes, obviously, because everybody that thinks like, oh, well, Woody's going to sell, get him out of here. He's not, because it's a billion-dollar business. It's very successful. Not that a Jet fan out there cares. One of my favorite things about Evan and Tiki doing their show, this one to me, because Evan doesn't want to yell at Tiki. Yell. Sports yell. He'll sports yell at Tiki, but he doesn't want to really yell at Tiki. That's why Sean's there. That's why I was there, because we could be the people he yells at, because he doesn't want to yell at Tiki. I get that. The one thing that Tiki said, though, in the 3 years or so that I was on the show, that I could just see it in Evan's eyes, that he wanted to not just sports yell at Tiki, but yell at him, is when Tiki tells Evan about how successful money-wise owning the Jets and Woody Johnson is. Like, any Jet fan gives a rat's ass about how successful Woody Johnson is in his bank account. Nobody cares. What does that matter? They're the worst franchise in sports. They're the worst franchise in the history of sports. Nobody cares about Woody Johnson's 401k or Brick Johnson, his son, that he doesn't have to spend another dollar the rest of his life on his own money. Nobody cares. They care about the team winning. So they're not going to sell, but Woody Johnson, who in many ways is the modern-day James Dolan, from the sense of, they'll never win with Woody. Woody doesn't care. Woody's horrible. They'll never win. Everybody said that about James Dolan. The Knicks will never win. They'll never be successful as long as James Dolan owns the Knicks. The Knicks right now, as we sit here, are successful. Not championship yet, but you're talking about regular season, getting to the playoffs, winning playoff rounds, continuing to climb the rungs on the ladder. The Knicks are there. Who owns the Knicks? James Dolan. What changed? Dolan hired Leon Rose. That's what changed. And by hiring Leon Rose, the Knicks turned around. Tibbs, of course, played a big role in that. Brunson, of course, played a big role in that. And then Leon Rose constructing this team with Ananobi, getting Josh Hart, et cetera, et cetera. So, if Woody Johnson hires the right person, even the Jets can turn things around. Is Moogie that guy? I don't know. No idea. He seems like more like a furniture and a lamppost than he just kind of stands there, and it feels like Aaron Glenn is the alpha there. But Moogie at some point has to do something with the picks that he's acquired. Like, he's gotten the picks. You know, anybody could just take a reservation. It's what you do with the reservation. So what are they going to do with these picks? Is it Joe Burrow? Is it, you know, Arch Manning in a couple years? Is it whether it's Ty Simpson? Does Dante Moore come out? Where do they land on the quarterback wheel? Malik Willis, who I think will sign with the Steelers, but you get my point. Who is going to be that quarterback? If they get that quarterback, now all of a sudden the Jets can turn things around. And everybody that screams and yells about Woody, they'll forget about it. Nobody screams and yells about James Dolan anymore. If anything, Dolan, I mean, think about where we're at right now. When we look at, and I'm not saying I think the hate for Steve Cohen is complete fan fiction as far as the casino stuff. It's taking such a leap that it's ridiculous. But whatever, people have taken the leap. Who is the favorite owner right now in New York sports? It's Dolan. Especially when you consider, and I know they're not having the greatest of years here, but I think the Ranger fan overall is happy with the team for the last couple of years, etc. So you have two franchises and both are very happy. It's Dolan. He even didn't hang the banner for the NBA Cup. I mean, he gets it. He came on with Craig and Evan and said, we're not hanging an NBA Cup banner, we're hanging the banner. So James Dolan turned into like one of the most hated men in terms of like being an owner, and then they'll never win, and the Garden's a tourist attraction, and it's a joke, and this, that, and the other. Now look where we are. Can Woody Johnson get to that point? Yeah. If he hires the right guy. If he butts out, doesn't have his son to tell him about matting ratings when you're talking about bringing players in. And by the way, I don't even think that's the worst strategy. Maybe not necessarily Madden, but using analytics. Like, didn't Joe Shane say that he's using AI to pick the next head coach? AI, analytics, whatever, ChatGPT, it's a new age. Madden, I don't care how you get there as long as you get there. But it's the Jets, so when you hear that story, it's like, oh, of course, they're buffoons. If Woody Johnson hires the right person and they get the right quarterback here, the Jets will turn it around. But they have to do it. And if they don't, we will be sitting here every year or every other year talking about a new head coach. Joe Beningo will be on our airs going, maybe they got something with this quarterback, bro. Maybe they figured it out. Maybe, and how many times I've heard Joe say that? Maybe they got something here with Geno. Maybe they got something here with this guy. Maybe Christian Hackenberg, bro. Maybe we got something. You don't have anything. You've never had anything, and you're still looking for it. But once you find it, once you actually do have something, it'll turn things around. And then Jet fans can finally, like, go to bed at night and be proud to be Jet fans instead of wishing when they wake up that the team, you know, left in the middle of the night to go to Mars. Rich is in South Jersey. What's up, Rich?
All right. So, Logie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
If you're smart enough, you'll like this phrase, okay?
Well, when you say that, hold on a second, Rich. The way you laid that out, the way that you presented that is that you like this idea. And this is the way you presented it to the audience. You love the idea. If I don't like the idea, meaning me, I'm an idiot. That's how you put it.
Because
you set it up with, you'll like this idea if you're smart, which implies I don't like it, I'm dumb.
I mean it that
way. Good. Okay. Misunderstanding.
Here's the phrase, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Taking an intelligent or a smart approach to improving your draft position.
It's a little bit of a word salad, Rich. We got to, you know, tighten it up, as they said.
Take an intelligent approach to the last games of the year.
Taking an intelligent approach to the last games of the year. It's still a little bit of a word salad. We got to tighten that up. We don't want it to be too short. We're like Goldilocks, right? The porridge lady. We don't want it too hot, too cold, too this. So we don't want it to be too short, but we can't have it be too long. It's got to roll off the tongue. Frankly, it's got to go on a t-shirt because I need money. You know, I got to sell this stuff. I'll be selling it outside my, you know, MSG or wherever, on eBay. So we got to keep it a little more condensed than that. But you are on the right track because we have to avoid any word that is negative, like obviously negative, or is now perceived by us as negative. So there can't be any losing. There can't be anything that when you hear it, you associate bad. Because that's really what this is all about. It's about, like, any sport that doesn't have a lottery, even one that does. Like, I brought this up with the Knicks. Now that Trae Young is a Wizard, the Knicks have the Wizards' number one or their first-round pick for next year. Only if it's not a top eight pick, meaning if the Wizards end up, it's a lottery, but if they end up in, you know, picking 1 through 8, Washington keeps that pick, Knicks don't have it. And it turns into like a second or a third. It's not a one, so that's all that matters. But if Trae Young, and so that's why it's yay Trae, no longer F Trae Young, yay Trae, for chance. If they win enough games and they put themselves in a position with the lottery, and let's be honest, NBA, Adam Silver, if you want to rig it for the Knicks, I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, people think it is anyway, so why not do it? And the Knicks can get either, you know, they could get a top 10 pick if it's the 9th, if it's the 10th. So that's good. So we want wins. It's sort of the other thing. But if you're Washington right now, think about it if you're a Wizard fan. You're sitting there and you're like, we trade for Trae Young and that might screw us. So tanking and losing or fans rooting for losses is part of sports. And I know a lot of people don't like that. And I know, I'm sure there's plenty of hosts on this radio station and there's plenty of fans listening right now that don't like that. And that's why we're here to clean it up a little bit. We're here to soften it. So that when you think of Walt Disney when he's talking about Epcot, what was Walt Disney talking about with Epcot? When you think about it, and I like Epcot, but the majority of Epcot, you're either walking around or standing in 90-degree heat for the three rides they have, and the lines are 4.5 hours. But yet the way he described it was so beautiful. And that's how you get people there. There's a phrase in wrestling, you talk people into the building. The great wrestlers of our day, especially when that stuff mattered, you know, attendance. Now it's more about TV ratings, TV contracts, etc. But you'd have to talk people in the building. And that's what Walt did. And that's what we're going to do here. That's what we're going to do. I don't know when, I don't know how, but that's what we're going to do. we're either going to figure this out until we figure it out, or we're going to get to the point where every producer that works for me doesn't want to answer. Because I do feel bad for them, because I'm sure you guys talk to them. Because as a former producer, you tell them your idea, then they have to humor you by saying whether it's good or not, and then we have to put you on the air. Then they have to hear it a second time, and then we'll hang up, and then you'll hear it a third time when they podcast my show. So it becomes a vicious cycle, which I understand. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Nico Skarlatis. My thanks to Michael Fliegelman. Gordon Damer comes your way next. We have After Hours coming up later tonight. I will be on at 7 p.m. So we'll talk to you then. Enjoy the rest of your morning, night, evening, whatever it is. See you then.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.